Corey Smith touchdown. A couple of players indicated it was cover three. Is that Tracy's job on the outside there, or in that situation is the safety supposed to carry that?
It was a form of cover three, and late in the down there, we did the coverage broke down, you know, in a way that it shouldn't have, and that's what happened. I'm not going to say who or what, okay?
Your take on Washington's offense and the challenges they might pose?
They're a very talented offense. You know, they got a good group of receivers with DeSean Jackson, Garcon. They got the rookie out of Duke who's done a nice job for them. Jordan Reed's an excellent receiving tight end. Got a good stable of backs. And, you know, they're an impressive, talented group on offense.
How much progress would you say, excuse me, Eddie Goldman has made, and what impresses you most about what he's been doing right now?
He's been getting better. I think that's what impresses me the most is that he's been getting better throughout the season from game to game, learning his craft a little bit better. He's hanging in there, you know, not letting the physical wear and tear of a season get to him. And his ability to improve, I think, is what has impressed me the most.
What's been key in his development as a pass rusher?
Using his hands, getting off better, you know, feet in better positions early in the down. All the little things usually help you get better.
What have you seen from Kirk Cousins? Has there been a big improvement in his play from where he was early in the season to where he is now?
Well, I've only watched, the last six or seven games or so, but he's a very competent quarterback, one that I know they feel very comfortable with. He runs their offense extremely well. He's a good reader of coverages. Knows where to go with the ball and does a good job with their boot game.
What does a corner have to be most aware of with DeSean
Jackson? His speed and quickness. You know, the guy's extremely fast, and unlike a lot of guys that are extremely fast, he's fast in a hurry. You know, his first few, he gets in the high gear quicker than anybody.
Vic, is the key to try and stop him at the line to slow him getting into
it? That's part of it. If you can, there'll be some opportunities to do that, but you just got to stay on top of him, too, not let him get behind you.
Vic, when you guys are playing man or defense with some man elements, what's the key when a quarterback takes off? Is it just recognizing that he's done it? How do you coach that?
Well, it's the rush lanes have got to be good first and foremost. You know, our rush lanes in that last series that you're alluding to got out of whack, and we created too many holes for him to run through. And then you got to corral and out of coverage, you know. And the big one, we were in a zone, really, and, we just lost sight of him at the linebacker level, and then we broke out of the deep zones. We couldn't get him down.
Last week, you guys were saying, or John Fox was saying, you guys were ahead of where he expected to be at this point. Breakdowns like that last week, does it set you back, or is it just two plays that they got to learn from?
I don't think it sets you back. You know, obviously, losing the game is always a huge setback. And we've been in eight of those games where it comes down to the wire. We've won four of them. We've lost four of them. For us to become the team we want to become, we've got to get that up to winning six of those instead of four of them, and then even maybe better at some point. So I don't look at it as a setback. It's disappointing because we had played very well up until that point. So there's a lot of frustration and disappointment in the loss.
If my research is correct, you stopped in Washington as you were looking for what was coming next before coming here. How difficult did they make that decision for you?
It was difficult. It's a good organization. They got, I liked the general manager and the head coach. It was just a hard decision, and, you know, after deep thought, I just went with this one.
Amos has been such a steady performer for you this year. It was kind of surprising to see him have a couple breakdowns against the Niners and key points there.
Well, it was in that, as you alluded to, he's been such a good player for us this year. But, you know, he's not the first guy those things have happened to. So I think overall in his career and his development, they'll have good effects. You learn from bad experiences, and I think he'll learn from that.
Have you noticed that some of these young guys that, you know, obviously there were some lapses last week, that they've been able to shake that off?
I think so. And there wasn't a lot of lapses, mm-hmm. You know. So two at the end of the game there, you know, is what sticks out in everybody's mind. But there was a lot of good play before that, and they're doing fine.
What can you learn about a young guy from the way he rebounds?
Well, you just learn a lot about his toughness, his mental toughness, number one, and his football character, and see how he bounces back.
he indicated. Go back to Eddie Goldman for a second. Has he had to play more than you originally expected because Ratliff isn't here anymore? And if so, when did you start to have the confidence that he could handle?
Well, obviously, when we lost Ratliff, everybody had to step up and play some more, and Eddie's gotten the bulk of that. So, and he's done a good job with it. What was the second part of that?
At what point did you have the confidence that he could handle?
Well, he just started playing better, you know, so playing better lets the coaches have some confidence in him.
Like, what stands out the most about Bryce Callahan's improvement, a guy who had never played nickel before he got here?
You know, he's very, very coachable, number one. He's got very good football knowledge and instincts, so he understands the game of football. So when you're coaching him, there's a good base of knowledge there. He just the game kind of comes to him in a good way. So, and he's got good quickness, good speed, and good anticipation.
What does good footwork allow a defensive tackle to accomplish?
So when the block happens, he's in good position on the block. I mean, everything starts in the down with your feet. You got to have good eyes, good hands, good feet. And if your feet are out of whack, you're in trouble.
How much has Eddie grown in that particular area?
He's gotten better that way, and he's gotten better in understanding how the techniques, how we want to play them, not just line up in them and do it from memorization. He's got a little better understanding of how to adjust them subtly to help him play it down better.
What's the hardest thing for a rookie to learn coming into the league? Footwork aspect of it?
Well, I think the footwork, you know, you hope that it's being taught in college too, but this is a higher level of competition, so the footwork is even more critical. He's not as many people here that he can get by with just overpowering him. He's got to get his body in position to take on a block correctly. So I think it's a big part of improving.
Do you envision McPhee being able to play the same percentage of snaps he did earlier in the year, and or is he just going to have to kind of work through this the knee issue, and it's going to be like that for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I think what we've gotten out of him the last few weeks is about all we could expect right now.
Vic, what's the key for guys like Shea or Christian if they get lined up with Jordan Reed in coverage?
Well, they know they're going against a good receiver. You know, you'd like to get your hands on him and try and slow him down a little bit, but he's very nifty as a tight ends go. He's got a really good feel for running good routes and for where a defender is on him. So you got to mix up your techniques on him.
How much do you have to balance evaluating these guys, maybe throwing a little bit more at them to see what they can handle these last couple of weeks, and also obviously trying to win the game?
Yeah, win the game's all I'm thinking about.
What are your impressions of Scherf coming out of college and what he's been able to do as a rookie?
He's a solid offensive lineman. He's strong. I think he understands the game well. He does a good job with games, you know, getting them exchanged with the guy next to him. He's a strong guy at the point of attack, you know, and the downhill schemes, and I think they got a good player.
What was Dallas able to generate a lot of pressure through the games that they were running the other night?
They had some. I wouldn't say a lot, but they did have some.